The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Hello, producer Matt.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You were telling me something pretty exciting, and I thought it would be an interesting thing to tell the listeners who are listening right now.
Yes. Well, the news is, if you actually don't want to hear from me again in this context with ads, all you have to do is join the Patreon. And you can get an ad-free office hours experience.
So right now, there's rubes listening who are not paying, but they're listening to ads after ads.
Yeah, such as this.
I don't listen to the ads. I don't pay attention to that aspect of the show. But
yeah,
you're telling me there are ads in this podcast.
Oh, whoever's hearing this right now, their experience of office hours is littered with ads.
Yuck.
So,
but you want to listen to it ad free? What do you do?
You just go to patreon.com/officehourslive.
What's that going to cost me? Hundreds of dollars?
Oh, not even close. Not even for $55, you can get a whole year of Office Hours entertainment.
$55? What? That's well. That's how much you can do it for $5 a month, correct?
If you're a fool,
right?
You would pay. You'd pay $60 for a year at
right.
$5 a month.
But dripping the money in every week.
Yeah, like a fool. Or you can just want, you know, cut your check.
Sign up for the year, because we're not going anywhere.
No, we'll be right here. And if you pay, then you don't have to hear this kind of junk anymore.
Ad-free for patron subscribers. That's big.
No.
Let's lock the gates and start the show.
I like having fun, I like to laugh, I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun, yes I like to laugh, I like having fun to
make
people
laugh. Alright, this is the intro that they can hear. Okay. Hey, this is exciting! Wow! Everybody, have some fun. This is so much energy. High times. Good time. It's faded out.
That's the spirit.
Here we go again. One more time. 3, 2, 1. Blast off to good times. Good humor. And good people. Good laughs. Lots of fun. Whistles. Sounds. Yay, everybody! Wow! So much fun. Get the energy going. Come on! Turn it off. All right. Please stop. All right, everybody, welcome to our program. Well, it's not my program. Stop. We did this last time, and it's rude, honestly, Doug and Vic, both of you, will be demoted. Stop
Sorry, my finger slipped.
Welcome to our program. This is the program you watched last week, but with a twist to it this week, which is that it's actually a different program. I mean, different guests, and we're live again, so it's not the exact same thing that you saw last week. It will have some variation from the previous episode. So that's going to be interesting. We had a lot of great times last week, I'm told, and we're planning on also having a lot of great times this week, I'm told, that we need to do that in order to keep the interest going. Okay. You think you're so clever? Let's hear one of your funny samples of somebody saying, so clever, or so clever. Let's hear that one. Gee, you don't have them. You don't have it.
I got one.
So clever, so clever.
I got one. Here we go.
Oh, they're clever.
Oh.
Well, that wasn't wow. All right, can you do one that says...
close enough.
Yeah. Opportunity knocks. Nope, he didn't have that either.
I am the one who knocks.
Wow.
Okay, do you have one that says...
Breaking into Fort Knox, stealing your intentions!
Can you have one that says... your enthusiasm is appreciated.
Calm down.
No. Your enthusiasm is appreciated. No, you see, this is... All right, we're going to... this is a special... I mean, I guess they're all special episodes.
Why?
Okay, now that's rude.
Get
this
the hell out of here, you son of a bitch.
Okay.
Why?
Where are you getting this stuff? I didn't say this earlier. Vic, do you have a sound clip that says, stop doing this, Doug? I can make one. I'll make one, and then you can use it. You guys can use these on future episodes.
Dog. Yeah, go ahead. We'll
okay, let's
okay,
get
we'll get a
build
nice
a
clean,
library.
Clean audio here.
All right. Stop doing that, dog.
Very good.
Now, here's
did someone
another
send
one.
That to us? Yeah.
And then here's another one. Stop it, Vic. And then here's another one. No more samples, guys.
Perfect.
Okay, we'll add that to the...
Put that in the repertoire. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So we
Make
have
me
a.
Go.
All right, we'll stop. We'll stop right. For real.
Let's stay quiet.
It's a wonder that that Tim hasn't shot himself on the show, having this crap go in his brain, you know? So we're trying to do this thing, the show that they do, well, they, by they, I mean us, which includes me, this week. But not next week or the week after that, or really any week ever again. But we will have Tim back. See, normally this is his show, in case you're new, in case this is the first time you watched. I'm not here normally. Tim Heidecker's here. It's his show. But I'm here now and was here last week, if you didn't understand that, and will not be here next week. No one will be here. It'll just be a black wall you'll be looking at. And then Tim will be back the week after that. I don't know the exact date, but he'll be back. He's shooting some insurance commercials up in Nova Scotia. So we've got our special guests here today. I think we have several guests, or maybe just one guest. Megan Keister is here, which is good news for those who are in need of a laugh, as she is known to provide them. And that's why we asked her to come on our show, although...
And yet, no post-pandemic bookings other than this.
Well, I think that's...
That.
You're lucky, because these post-pandemic bookings would usually be with these unvaccinated marijuana comedians. Those are the only... acts that are doing those shows, and those people are very unpleasant. They're worse than the old airline food comedians.
No, I don't, because I'm 14 years old, therefore I'm still bookable.
And
as
you haven't
a woman in the industry.
You don't have reruns? Reruns where they show the old time comics.
Oh, you mean like rerun, like when you watch a TikTok and then it just autoplays again? like that?
No, TikToks, the candy, the little orange, they look like pills. TikToks.
I'm on Soylent. I don't do anything but that.
This is kind of like that. I mean, they're little pills, but they're candy. TikToks.
I think that's a Tic Tac.
Tic Tac. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So you.
So a pill, it's like Molly. It'll make me enjoy Molly Ringwald. Coachella.
No, these are, this is a little candy. I guess the kids, you said you're 14. You should know
I'm
this candy.
I'm 14 years old, yeah.
It's about 10 cents a package. I don't know. It's a plastic. What colors do they come in? Doug, you probably have a sound sample. Tic Tacs come in green.
Oh, they come in orange. That's the one I remember.
Yeah.
Orange and white.
White.
Yeah.
And then the white one is the mint flavor. Anyway, so you had a television program that I saw your show. I saw your TV show. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I had an
the last open mic
at the end of the world.
This is the longest title since for colored girls who have considered suicide when the rainbow is enough. Remember that one?
Yes.
You do. You're 14, but you remember that because that show is about 50
years
old.
I remember it only because people were talking about it online because it used the word colored. So
right.
It's canceled. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't so great. Well, it was pretty good. So your programming, we're going to see more of these because that was very funny. I got at least one laugh per 30 seconds, which is a high.
Hey, sound off, fan squad. I don't know. I mean, were they going to give me another 15-minute show that plays once at 12 midnight after doing comedy for 88 years?
Well, at least they played it. At least when I did show for them, they threw it straight in the goddamn trash. The new big ball. They said, oh, this is horrible. Goodbye. So you're already winning as far as I'm concerned.
I'm like Charlie Sheen, baby. I got tiger's blood. I got some angels. I'm on cocaine right now.
All our guests are on cocaine. Last week it was the same thing. So they aired the program.
And
they sent you the check.
In a way, yeah.
And you had a big cast, though, so you had to split that one up. That was a cast of 100.
Yeah, right. A lot of clowners. Yeah.
So on this program, if you haven't seen it, you gotta see it. You gotta get a TV and watch this.
It's on YouTube if you want to, like, yeah, watch it and comment and say that I look like a cunt or whatever.
Well, don't do that, because you'll get blocked.
By whom?
I don't know. By the YouTube, I guess.
I think YouTube encourages that.
You cunt.
See? I think he probably ripped that from YouTube.
So you don't have anything about Tic Tacs, but you got that? What kind of a...
You're a fucking cunt.
Neil, I have a question for you. Do you have any, or both? Either of you have any airline food jokes?
Okay.
Yeah. What's the worst plate of airline food?
What?
The one on Continental Airlines. It's a Continental breakfast. So that's...
What about like a... how old am I? I'm so old I remember airline food.
Now that's a good one.
How about that? Because they don't give you food anymore.
But tell you, these are both funnier than the marijuana guys that just get out and you know, now this stuff's legal. It's nothing. It's not funny anymore. You bought a product. You took the product. Get off the stage. I don't want to hear about this.
But the thing is, when you use marijuana and then you leave your apartment and you go to a secondary location, it's confusing and disorienting, and that breeds comedy.
Smoke weed.
Well, so they went to Denny's or something at 2 in the morning and they ordered too many French fries.
Yeah.
I've seen these guys tell the joke. It's not funny. I mean, I'd really rather hear... these airline guys. Because the airline joke, the airline food joke, you had that for about 3 to 5 years, I think. And then everybody said, oh, this is getting old. There's nothing to bring to this. And now these guys, they're doing the same, the marijuana thing. I got so hungry. I ate a package of, ding dongs, what have you. They're doing this for 20 years. I'm hearing the same thing.
Well, that's still better than, remember there was a while where like the popular premise amongst straight dudes was like, I'm not gay, but, the punchline is like, how absurd would it be if I sucked a dick?
Yeah, those are the same people, the marijuana guys. That's what they were doing before that,
I think. That's true. I guess I don't host an open mic anymore. other than for 15-minute spans on television.
On television?
Once.
In a warehouse.
In
quite
a
frankly,
warehouse.
The program was shot in a warehouse.
It was
that
shot
must
in
be
a
expensive to buy a warehouse to shoot a program in.
Well, we went to Beirut.
Oh, okay.
We shot it in Beirut.
With a local crew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, when
non-union,
you,
proudly when you, non-union.
But when you had all these people telling their jokes in their car, how long did they, I mean, did you make these people do a 5-hour set and then you take 10 seconds of it?
Everybody did 3 minutes, OPA, oh, okay. Open mic style, traditional Los Angeles open mic length of set.
And were there any car accidents or fender benders?
Not to my knowledge,
mm-hmm.
But I was also pretty coked up at the time.
Okay.
I'm always on cocaine.
So you're the
because
one of the cocaine
being on
comedians.
Television once at midnight has gone to my head.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but you're a cocaine comedian. Comedian,
yeah.
Yeah. N-N-E.
Rock cocaine.
Mm-hmm. What about LSD?
Lick, suck, and dick?
No, it's liquefied.
Fucking trippy.
Doug, play the LSD. I know you have a lot of these LSD sounds.
Something like that.
That's what it feels like.
That's LSD for you. Awful. Wow. What a depressing lifestyle it is, huh? All right, we have to do this city of the day thing. Every time I come here, I'm told you got to do this city of the day. We'll get back to our interview. Don't worry. We just are warming things up.
I appreciate it.
City of the day.
Do what you got to do. Do the housekeeping.
Well,
I get
do
it.
Literally have to do this.
I got nowhere else to go. I'm unemployable. I'll be here all fucking night.
But we shoot this at midnight the night before we air it. Okay, the city of the day. Do we have one of these Zoomers, you call it? That's degrading to call someone a Zoomer, some stupid product, and that becomes who they are. I'm a Zoomer, some shitty product, and you become a Zoomer. Can't you call them the gang? Let's hear from the gang. Let's hear from the peanut gallery, not the Zoomers.
We could do that.
Have some self-respect.
I like that idea, you know. I'm into that.
The gang or the peanut gallery?
Yeah, we don't need to keep promoting Zoom.
Well, we do have to hear from our sponsor, however.
Okay. Our sponsor today, well, we're not going to hear from the Zoom. Sorry, the gang.
No, they have nothing.
Then we'll go to the
gang
Zoom.
Has nothing. Mm-hmm. To the
okay.
Then we'll go to the gang.
Well, they did submit some material.
But it didn't meet the standard.
Well, we'll get to that next.
All right, today's sponsor is Al Stewart's Year of the Cat Litter. Consolidated Clay Technologies has teamed up with acclaimed singer-songwriter Al Stewart to offer a revolutionary new subscription service for cat lovers everywhere. Al Stewart's Year of the Cat Litter brings you monthly deliveries of premium cat litter right to your front door. And each shipment contains a special bonus: a CD from Al's vast catalog, including his most recent effort, 2008's Sparks of Ancient Light, praised for its literate lyrics and haunting melodies. Our hard-clumping medium-grain clay helps prevent moisture from reaching the bottom of the tray and forms hard clumps that won't break down, making it easier to scoop. Let this be the year of the cat litter. Sign up today. If you hear this ad and still decide to purchase a lesser brand and run into problems, don't complain. You should have listened to Al.
Do you have a cat, Neil?
I have about 40 cats. Yeah.
Indoor or outdoor?
Well, they do both, but I try to keep them in the car with me.
The car.
These are just, you know, you
take
pick them up
road?
On the road. Mm-hmm. You just meet these kind of cats when you're touring, you know, they come up, well, they hear the other cats in the car. And then they get curious. And so they come up and then we open the door and let them in. And then they become part of the family.
Well, the thing about a cat, too, you get a couple, they just keep making more.
That has been a problem. That's been an issue, yeah.
Litters have been produced?
We've had a few kittens. I gave one to an opening, one of these opening comics, actually one of these marijuana, unvaccinated marijuana comics.
Oh, boy.
And saw the way that he was treating the cat and took it back from him. It was about a five-minute turnaround before I seized the cat out of his arms and told him to go get fucked if he's going to treat an animal like that, you know. But, yeah, if anyone wants to adopt cats, come see me after the show when we get back to doing shows, which hopefully is soon. So, yeah, this Al Stewart, Year of the Cat Litter is actually a very good deal. I this is off the books. I don't have to be saying this, but basically you pay for a year's worth of the litter, but you pay in monthly installments, and then they deliver it right to your door. And it comes with the Al Stewart CD from his, you know, might be the Time Passages album. You get a different CD each month.
Is a gig worker that's being paid less than minimum wage the one delivering it to my door? Because that's the only way I can get off.
I don't know. I hope so. I hope somebody who needs the money, who needs the $2.10 per delivery, would be doing it. It's certainly not a robot. It's certainly not a drone. Can you imagine drones flying over with these 20-pound bags of cat litter, how dangerous that might be for society?
I could actually imagine it, if you're asking if in a literal sense I could imagine. I could imagine it. I don't find it pleasant,
well,
but I could.
Tell us your imagination. Give us sort of a feel for what's in your imagination with this and what happens.
Well, what would happen is that the drone would deliver the litter onto your doorstep. But then also when the drone was going back to, like, let's say, like the Amazon distribution office.
It's not through Amazon.
It's not through Amazon.
This is Al Stewart's
home
warehouse.
Well, then I'm out.
When the litter shows up, does it show up like a guy delivering coal and you have to kind of shovel it in? Or is it?
No, it's in a bag.
Does it come in a bag?
Do you get them all at once, or do they give you like a bag?
That's the beauty of it. They show up once a month with the bag, and then with the Al Stewart CD.
And does the CD come in the litter?
It's like a Cracker Jack.
You sift
exactly.
Through it. Okay.
Will you run out of Al Stewart CDs though? Eventually, how many does he have?
Who is this guy?
He's released 16 albums, so you actually still have four more you have to buy yourself. But and he's got some live ones too. Maybe next year they'll get into the live albums.
I mean, I don't see why not. Right, yeah. It'll be like, remember when Pearl Jam released all of their really good sets?
I sure do.
Yeah.
The dumps are overflowing with them now.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a Pearl Jam fan.
You know, and I'm not, though I famously love San Diego.
Is that one of their songs?
Home of Eddie Vedder.
Oh, but it's a song, too? No.
No, they have a song about... what kind of, probably a song about like the Isle of Lesbos or something?
I'm thinking.
Because they're allies, you know what I mean? I'm trying to think of. I don't know much about their music other than the fact that I vehemently dislike it.
Yeah, they're allies of bad music. They sound to me, when I hear that guy, Eddie Vedder, when I hear him, it sounds like somebody squatting over a toilet. Trying to eliminate his waste. I mean, it's just this. That's what his vocal sounds like.
He's got to get a squatty potty. Actually, you know what? He doesn't have to get a squatty potty. All you need is two coffee cans. My friend Meredith, she travels with two coffee cans. You just use it as a squatty potty.
So number one and number two?
Well, you do the squatty potties for doing number two. But I'm saying they're trying to sell you this plastic.
You have a friend that travels with two coffee cans?
I do, yeah.
Doesn't that take up a lot of space? Because they don't really kind of collapse it.
It does.
Okay.
Do the cans rust from the human waste?
I doubt she's awake right now.
Can you ask her if the piss dribbles onto the cans and it rusts?
I can do that, yeah.
Also, where do you even get a coffee can these days? They're kind of. It's a rare sight.
Get it at Costco.
You know?
What do you mean, where do you get it? Go to fucking John's.
Like in bulk.
Coffee doesn't, when I see it, it comes in bags or like plastic, you know.
Well, you're shopping in the wrong stores, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go to CVS and get like a Folgers tub. You know?
Yeah, I need that classic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to get the classic tub.
Or the store brand. You don't need Folgers.
The great thing about a can.
Spend a lot. What are they called? The brothers? The certain brothers were making the coffee? And the
Hills Brothers. Hills Brothers.
Hills Brothers. Those are my brothers that I remember.
I don't drink coffee, but I do check the prices.
What's competitive right now?
The store brand. Get the store brand. Don't get the Starbucks. Starbucks, that's expensive.
They burn the beans. I don't want to talk about Starbucks.
I don't know if they, well, you have to burn them to make the coffee, right?
No, they go above and beyond, man. They really screw the pooch.
Well, if you don't burn it, you end up with uncooked beans floating in the cup, right?
I'd rather drink that than Starbucks.
Okay.
Sit back and relax. Enjoy you guys got to drink the Three Stogies coffee. And enjoy the show.
That's the coffee you should drink.
This is Neil. A damn.
I don't drink coffee. It's a waste of money. So what is the city of the day? Am I supposed to announce this? I can tell you what it is. Yes. I know what it is. Does anyone want to know what it is? Or is this just...
I'm apathetic, but I mean, if you got to do it.
Well, it's a town I've driven through. I can give you that hint.
Okay.
It's Bismarck, North Dakota. That's our city of the day. And it's today's weather, high of 96, low of 61. Quite a range. Not a big range of the type of people who live in Bismarck, though.
Is it still hot out there?
Most of them are real jerks, is what I experienced when I stopped there.
Where'd you stop? Did you go to Sonic, get some hot eats, cool treats kind of thing? Or what did you do?
No, come on. No, I stopped to get a hotel, and everything in town was booked. Went from one place to the next. Y'all told me, get lost. Buzz off, old man.
Would they have a cracker convention?
It was a cattleman's convention. It is kind of a cracker convention in a sense. Have you been to North Dakota?
I have, yeah. And? Driven through. Are you asking my opinion of the state of North Dakota?
Yeah, that's implied in the question.
seems
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.
It seems different than here.
See what these guys do? You see what they do?
We all can. I don't. Well, I can't see it. I can only hear it.
They can do.
I can
this
see
is
that they're
they
pleased with themselves. They love. I mean, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. Am I right?
You want to talk to a Zoomer? Yes. One of the gang.
Yes.
Do you want to talk to one, Megan?
Yeah.
Molly. Absolutely. Our old friend Molly McGinnis.
Okay.
She even you
mentioned
some
her
material.
Earlier.
I'm going to get a coffee. Why not?
Molly. Yeah, you mentioned your friend Molly.
With the coffee?
Mm. Oh, I was talking about Meredith.
Oh.
No, you said early on when we were talking about Tic Tacs.
Oh, no, I was talking about drugs. I was talking about drugs, which I love because I'm very young and I love doing drugs and ironically wearing Crocs and all that. Getting HPV.
Well, you'll grow up and then you won't want to do that.
I'm going to be young forever.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what Katharine Hepburn said, too. let's hear from, what is
Molly.
Her name? Molly.
Molly. Molly, are you on?
Hi, Neil.
Hello.
She's only addressing you, so I suppose you have to talk to her.
You got
to
say hi to everybody. We got a whole, and we also have a little dog here, too, that wants to be talked to.
Hi to the rest of the gang. I'm a bit down in the dumps today, Neil.
Well, you came to the wrong place then.
excuse my T-shirt. This is like my sad day T-shirt, Def Leppard, because I know the shit.
Def Leppard? So
don't judge me on this.
They have purple shirts for Def Leppard?
Yeah.
Well, I guess those guys have a wider range of interests than I thought. I thought it would all be black shirts. with Def Leppard.
Eight Def Leppard contains multitudes.
So you're in the down in the shad down in the dumps, huh?
I am, yeah. I was meant to go on a date today, and they cancelled on me 5 minutes before.
Well, I think you're better off without someone like that that cancels. I'd say call them up right now and say, you know what? Don't reschedule, asshole. Don't ever call again. Go piss up a rope. And then hang up the phone, and I think your day will have improved quite a bit. Is that sound advice? I don't know.
Yeah, that's good. Do you have any general dating advice, Neil?
Yeah, when the date on the shower cream says use by, pay attention to it, because you end up with salmonella food poisoning from the expired shower cream, mm-hmm. and then you end up sick, which may be what happened to your date, was he ate some tainted food. I guess, you know, and then also try to find kind people with a generous spirit. How's that for advice?
I think that's great. Yeah.
No sourpusses, no fixer-uppers, just folks that that have a good attitude and aren't, you know, don't get these bathroom attendants. Those guys, I'm sorry, dirty hands, you know, bathroom attendants, and they try to sell you a Milky Way in a toilet stall. I'm not buying something like that. I'm not going into a men's room to buy chocolate bars. I'm sorry. So stay away from them. I think that's the advice I have. Megan, any advice for our young guest?
I mean, alternately, I could say just give up, because you're going to die alone anyway, so you may as well get a head start.
I told you this wasn't the best place to call for this type of advice.
Hey, I mean, you know.
Can I ask what the excuse was that he gave or that she gave?
Well, we were meant to meet yesterday, and then just before he said that he was too high to come.
Too high.
Too high?
So he said, could he meet today? Mm-hmm. And then 5 minutes before, he said that someone was coming to visit his spare room because he was renting it out, so he can't come anymore. Hmm. 5 minutes before, I think
this jerk deserves to sit alone staring at the wall for the rest of their lives. And they can use their drugs, and they can make their excuses, and they can rot in hell. Find somebody that's doing something useful, and don't talk to this person. Delete them from your phone and tell them I said so.
Throw your phone in the Thames.
There you go.
Right?
With some regional references.
I've never traveled internationally, but I've seen pictures and books.
It's quite a river.
It is. I've never been, but I've heard good things.
We got to go. I did a show on that river once in a boat.
No shit.
On a boat.
On a boat.
On a floating boat.
On a boat like Steve Jones?
No. It was Neil Hamburger is the name.
Dave Matthews' touring bus wasn't nearby, was it?
No.
Okay.
This was
you're
in
talking
London.
About the poo-poo thing.
What did Dave
What if that happened twice? What if that over the London Bridge?
Then you'd
Neil's
have to make
a
wish.
Neil's
if it
on a boat below London Bridge, and then wouldn't that be a coincidence?
I don't know the incident. Somebody let us know.
Oh, you would love this incident.
How do you know?
We've discussed
the
it on the show several times.
Dave Matthews.
Yeah, explain,
craft?
Doug, explain.
Yeah. Dave Matthews' band, their tour bus emptied their toilet in Chicago over the Chicago River, and it landed on a boat.
Wow. What an honor for that boat, huh? Dave Matthews has some good hits.
And ants were marching towards the fecal matter. Anyway, sorry, gang. Wait, if they're not a Zoomer, what's a singular gang member? Or, you know, you want to call the group
the gang.
The gang
group is the
but
gang.
Was
member,
one.
Yeah, member, probably. Gang member.
Yeah, or just part of the gang.
Part of the gang.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Manchester.
Oh, okay.
You could maybe
the
meet
Thames
someone
isn't going through Manchester. That's
I did a show in Manchester. Were you there? That was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we spoke after.
All right.
You probably remember, but you're a good egg.
Oh, thank you. Well, here we go.
Wow.
This is
should
type,
have opened
this
with
is
that.
The, this is why we want people like this in the gang.
Talk
we
about
call me a good
lead,
egg.
Wow.
Thank you.
Are you into the baggy scene?
Huh?
The baggy scene?
Yeah.
What's that like? Baggy trousers?
You know, Charlatans UK, things
oh,
like that.
Is that what they call it? Baggy scene?
Isn't that called the baggy?
You mean like Manchester? Like called
Manchester.
Yeah. It's all right. Yeah, I think you
yeah,
have
the baggy
to, like,
scene, man. The baggy.
I have never heard that. The baggy scene.
What is
that?
I have no
yeah,
idea
you know,
what
I'm talking about Stone Roses, Soup Dragons, The Farm.
The Oh, yeah, The Farm. Yeah, I'm with you now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's not from Manchester. I don't know, but I thought.
No, there's Madchester that's like all the 90s.
Yeah.
Stone Island band. I don't know. Yeah, yeah,
Happy
yeah.
Happy Mondays, like, perhaps.
Mm. Happy Mondays. Yeah, Oasis. All that jazz. Yeah. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah.
Sorry to take
you know
sorry
these
to
groups,
derail
maybe?
Your show there, Neil.
I live in America.
How do you feel about that music, Neil? Are you a fan of Manchester music?
Well, you know who I like who grew up in Manchester and actually did their first show in Manchester is the Bee Gees.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's my Manchester scene.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, well, thanks for your call, or I guess you call these calls. hopefully.
Good luck with your future dates. Definitely get rid of that dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Toss that one back into the river.
Maybe meet someone at a Def Leppard concert when they come around.
I wouldn't recommend that. But maybe at a Tom Jones concert. Now, some of those would be quite old, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, with age comes stability.
Maybe you can meet someone True. At the Hacienda.
That's long gone now.
I know. I'm living in the past.
No.
Well, it's a beautiful city, and I always have a good time there, and I hope to get back next year for some more shows. So
yes. Yeah.
We'll see what
I'll
happens.
I'll be there, Neil.
Good, good. I got to get back over. I had a tour canceled, English tour, last summer, right down the toilet, thanks to these COVID pricks.
Oh, jeez. Man, you know I hate to hear that.
Thanks, Molly.
Thank you. Megan, you haven't been internationally? Surely you've been to Canada.
Well, I mean, that would still be, that would be technically domestic. I mean, it's the same. I've been to Canada, I've been to Mexico, but I mean, it's just right next to America.
Same continent, but it's
the same continent. Yeah,
very
yeah.
Very different, very different cultures.
Yeah.
What about out of North America? Have you traveled?
I lived in Australia, but I've never been anywhere else.
That's quite far away, as we all know. So.
Mm-hmm.
And were you doing comedy then? Did you do some shows?
Oh no, absolutely not. No, I was a fucking loser. Yeah.
Oh, well, come on now. But you were probably telling laughs and just telling jokes and getting laughs from just people that you met here and there.
No, I was mostly just committing return fraud.
Okay. What is return fraud?
You remember Borders Books and Music?
Yes.
Yeah. I used to fraudulently return things to Borders Books and Music for a living.
Okay. That sounds like a better way to make a living
than
that.
Is that why they went out of business?
Right.
You know, it didn't not have anything to do with it, but no, it was mismanagement.
Does that mostly. Start with, like, taking something first and then bringing it back?
No, I'm not a thief. Oh, okay. No, I'm committing fraud.
Okay.
No, yeah. Okay. I'm making fraudulent returns with, I was making fraudulent returns with things that I would procure elsewhere.
Allegedly.
So
no,
you like, go
no,
to
the statute
thrift
of limitations
store.
Is out. Okay, I can talk about it. What?
So you go to like a thrift store and buy something for a dollar and then take it in and say,
"Yes,
I don't have my receipt. This is $24.95.
This was a gift. Yeah. Mm. So I used to do that, but then they changed their policy where you needed a receipt, but their computer system was so antiquated, it didn't understand if you would return something twice.
Oh.
So you could go, I would buy something at a thrift store, for example, like a $1 book. Go to Borders, buy that same book with cash so there's no paper trail, get two receipts, get the cash receipt, and then get a gift receipt. And then I had two books, and I would have to return it twice, and then I would get the store credit, and then I would sell the store credit on eBay.
Well, see, this is very enterprising. This is a wonderful idea, and I really think you deserve the money you made for coming up with something that complex.
I appreciate that.
And so I had
spreadsheets. I had inventory in my trunk. It was a whole thing.
You did that in Australia?
Yeah. I did that in Australia.
Thank you for not
ripping off American companies.
No, I did it in America, too. What's that?
Was this in Victoria or New South Wales?
New South Wales, yeah.
Okay. Because I do know the borders. I did go to one in Victoria. I never ran into you, so I was starting to question this story.
The validity of my claims.
Well, that's something else. Any other, could you do that at a supermarket? Like find old rotten fruit in the trash and then bring it in and say, oh, I bought these apples yesterday and they've already gone bad.
Well, I mean, if you want to commit theft, you could just find receipts in the garbage and then steal the things that are on the receipts and return them. But also, I mean, if you're on the dole and you know, by the dole, I mean, like if you're on food stamps, you could do that and find the receipts and then buy the stuff with food stamps and then return it with the cash receipt and get the cash. Theoretically, if you wanted to.
I like that, too.
Can you mail an apple with a food stamp?
Can you mail it?
Can you mail an apple with a food stamp?
Now you're just mocking the poor.
I'm not making fun of the poor at all. It's just a stamp. I'm wondering if it transfers to...
Now you're just mocking the poor, Doug.
Fucking guy
gets a dog.
All
fucking
right,
guy's
Matt,
got
cut that
dog
section
money.
Out. I don't want to mock the poor.
We can mute. Yeah, we can fix that in post. You want to talk to a gang member?
Yes.
All right, Milana Palm with a very interesting outfit. I hope that's not judgmental to say. Can you unmute?
Interesting isn't really judgmental, is it?
You can't
depends
unmute?
Depends on the context.
Oh.
Unless he's, I mean, are you negging her by saying that it's interesting?
Well.
Negging?
What does that mean?
You can't unmute. All
right, you don't know what negging is?
No, I don't know what it is. Is it in the dictionary? No.
It's in the Urban Dictionary, which is the only dictionary I use because I'm 14 years old.
Is that online?
Yeah. Of course it's online. Everything I read is online.
Well, so I have to have a computer now to understand the language?
Well, I thought you had a droid. Where's your droid?
I don't have a droid.
You don't have an unsecured droid?
What is an unsecured droid?
You know, like how Donald Trump had, how he used to tweet off an unsecured droid.
Oh, yeah, I do remember hearing something about
United
that.
States of America. Can you
hear me now? Here they are, Milana.
Can you hear me now? Hi.
Wow.
Hi, everybody.
There we go.
Hello. Wow.
Hello.
So those are antenna.
So I had a question. Yeah, it's like a snail, and then it has a bagel on the side of it.
Mm.
And this is from Party City? Is that where you got this?
No, I made it.
Oh, okay. Well, that is...
I'm going to fashion school.
Hmm. That is disturbing.
But anyway.
That is a disturbing... That's like, you know who would get a kick out of that was David Bowie. Remember that guy?
Oh, boy.
I think he would love that.
I think it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, he'd get a kick out of it because this girl is clearly very young and David Bowie fucked kids.
Do we know that? That's horrible.
Mm-hmm. Well, a teenager is a kid, is it not?
A 19-year-old?
No, David Bowie fucked like 16-year-olds.
Mm. Okay. I don't know. I didn't spend any time with him. I wouldn't know this.
Know your history, man. You're the fucking rock guy.
Well, no, I'm not.
You know, what do you mean you're not? You're the guy that's talking about rock and classic rockers all the time.
Well, I'm saying horrible things about them, as are you.
You're saying horrible things about them, but you don't know who fucked kids?
No, I know that Three Dog Night made dog food.
Well, all right.
I know Steven Tyler adopted and, had sex with a kid.
Sure.
Okay.
Ted
Nugent. I'm up on this.
Fuck that kid.
I'm hip.
Ted Nugent did.
Gary Glitter. Fuck boy kids.
Yeah, Gary Glitter. But he also didn't make very good music, which is also a crime.
Wrong. That's true. Wrong. Arguably the greatest crime.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry I cut you off. Go on. You can talk to the Zoomer.
Hi.
Sorry. To the gang. We got to get back to the gang member.
Do you have any insight into this David Bowie situation? This is disheartening.
I don't.
Okay.
But I do have a question for you, Neil, that I'm kind of curious about. I was wondering if, like, the kind of comedy you do is, like, at all influenced by the lounge performer Tony Clifton.
You know what? I did a show with Tony Clifton. Oh, when?
Did you?
That was in Canada. This was several years back, you know. Well, you know... I think that we both are very well dressed, and also are people that are sometimes annoyed by some of the pigs that show up in the audience from time to time. Mm-hmm. So there is definitely a kinship there.
Why?
And I certainly did enjoy speaking with a gentleman, and we had dinner. And actually, you know who else was at that dinner? Was none other than Office Hours regular host Tim Heidecker. So it was quite a meal there. I mean, that's, you know, we talked about the bad boys of rock. These were the bad boys of comedy, in a sense.
Doesn't get any worse than these boys.
In a sense, that's true. But, wonderful, wonderful people. And, of course, you get these, you know, your carrot tops and that sort of thing, and it makes you glad that you have other options, you know, such as a Tony Clifton or a Tim Heidecker to cleanse the palate from the carrot tops. You know who else isn't good is that Paula Poundstone. Have you seen her?
She's the one that that drove her kids to get frozen yogurt while drunk.
That's the one.
Yeah. I've heard of her.
She's also not good. And what's the one? Carlos Mencia, of course, everybody knows that we don't laugh very much when he's on the stage.
Right.
And some others. Who do you hate?
Poundstone has a cool name.
That's true. Who do I hate?
Yeah, the comics you hate. We have an hour left. And you can list them.
I was going to say, bring a fucking book, man. It's going to take a while.
I
hope you made a sandwich.
Let's hear who you hate, why you hate them, and is there any chance of changing your opinion?
Any chance
what
of
can
redemption?
They do? What can they do to fix things?
Hmm.
You've got the floor.
Okay. Pete Holmes. Insufferable piece of shit. Talentless. Has already been given way too many opportunities. See, I only hate people I have personal grievances with. Granted, Pete Holmes has never personally done anything to me. However, his crimes have become personal, if that makes any sense.
Oh, it makes sense to me.
Okay, Pete Holmes, absolute piece of shit. Aziz Ansari?
Wait. Backing up, what can Pete do to rectify the situation?
I would say just concentrate on parenting and just stop comedy. Just stop doing comedy.
Okay.
I'm assuming he's a parent, right?
Okay. He's a parent.
He's got to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's fucking sucks.
We can check with David Bowie's daughter here. So,
anybody else? Of course, there's others we don't that are not on your positive list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, many others. Yeah.
Is your outfit Shrek inspired?
No, it's not. It's just like the smell.
The chat is asking if those can you tell us what those are on your head exactly?
These?
Yeah,
well,
is that
just
bread?
It's supposed to be like slug antennas.
It's not. Is it French bread?
Oh yeah, well, bread? This is a bagel.
I see.
That's a bagel.
Some speculation.
Wait,
and then these are like antennas.
Anyway, thanks, Milana.
Where are you gonna wear that out to? You can't walk in a door with that
because
it's too wide. I think.
I always dress crazy.
Okay.
You go out in public like that with a bagel in the head?
Yeah.
Wow.
What town?
I have lots of things. I have, I'm kind of in between New York and London.
So you live in the ocean?
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah. This bitch is on a boat.
The ocean and all the other.
So that was just a flotation device coming out of your head. But the thing is, your nose and mouth will still be underwater. So that's a horrible flotation device. You want to lower it so it's around your waist. That keeps your breathing apparatus out of the water.
Yeah, well, something to think about for sure.
Well, thank you for dressing up for us. We certainly are impressed with your ability to create such a wonderful costume, and we wish you the best of luck with it. In all your future travels. Thank you.
Love you guys.
God bless.
Did you know Jimmy Page dated a 13-year-old?
I did, yeah.
Nice. Just to take
Jimmy
the show.
Jimmy Page was the one that, he basically, like, abducted a girl and, kept her in his hotel room and then would go fuck her after the show.
Did he paint those satanic symbols around the room? Like Zofo and stuff?
Zofo.
No, I mean, his music was his art. I don't think he was also a painter.
What about Ted Nugent? I've always heard he's a very kind and a smart man. Do you have any bad stories about him?
I think, no, she was like 17, the one Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent, he's another one who adopted an underage girl.
Yeah.
Another one. How many are there that do that?
Well, listen, we have a member of the gang is on now. He's a very nice man. He has no dark spots on his past. Are you there, Jonathan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, it's New York Jonathan.
Well, hello.
What's going on? Can you see me?
Yeah.
Of course we can.
I don't know. Drop the attitude and just answer my question.
What's your hat say?
What's my hat say? It says the Chosen Oy Vey Matzo Ball Gang.
Is that like a New York thing?
What is that?
It's a Jewish gang.
Oh, we got all kinds of gangs today.
Mm. What are you eating there? That doesn't look good to me.
That's a bagel chip.
Oh, it's a bagel chip.
It's a pretzel crisp and guacamole.
All right. Maybe wait till after you're done talking to us to eat.
Why?
Because it's in my ear. I already get these guys playing all the noises, and now I got the pretzel chips.
How can all these people calling in afford AirPods? That's a question I have.
Because they mail them to everyone who calls in before the show.
Mm. Well, how can you guys afford AirPods?
Because they're disposable.
Well, New York Jonathan, are you here to promote something? Is that what we're here?
I don't know. Someone told me to show up. I thought, what do you tell me.
You got a hot dog cart?
No. Is that a New York joke? That's funny.
It's a Toronto joke, actually.
Mm, same coast, though.
Will you run a bodega?
Maybe you got a new album out, huh?
Are those promotional sunglasses?
Yeah.
What kind of promotional sunglasses are those?
Oh, they're promotional sunglasses. Yeah, this is a Detroit City FC lower tier soccer team in Detroit.
They look like the Capri Sun promotional sunglasses, honestly.
Is that what you're calling to promote?
No.
Okay.
Oh, so I got to say it? I thought you were going to say it, and then I say, yeah.
All right, you're promoting a television show called Mr. Jerk's television show on Channel 3.
I'd watch that. I'd watch. Yeah, I'm doing, I guess I got to do all the work for you guys. That's how we do it in New York City. So there's going to be an office hours east.
What does that mean?
Office hours, that means there's going to be an East Coast Office Hours podcast run by me, New York Jonathan.
But these things are, there's no location to them, essentially, because it's on the web. So there's no point.
Well, what do you,
so let's cancel your show.
There is absolutely a point. You do it from, you're in your town, I'm in my town.
But nobody also, can tell. Nobody can tell where you are. For all I know, you're in Wyoming, and you just bought these things.
I'm not. I'll tell you right now, I'm not.
We'll prove it.
Jonathan, what are you going to bring? What are you going to bring to to your show that's different than Office Hours?
I don't know. We're going to figure it out. It's going to be a little more of a gritty New York feel to it, which is what you see got going on. I got my New York jerseys, my bicycling gloves. Probably talk sports. So I got my sports jerseys behind me. But it's all going to be under the same umbrella of the High Network.
What about a subway? Are you going to go down into the subways and let us all know about that?
We might do that. Well, I got to tell you, I want to get Tim to convert to Judaism and call it the Chai Network. I think that'd be fun.
I'll leave a note for him.
The Chai is it's a Hebrew letter. It's like the H, or maybe it's the C. I don't know.
We should clarify that. He's mixing universes, New York Jonathan. It's going to debut on the Office Hours Network.
Why don't you guys set this thing up? You guys tee it up.
All right, is it going to be?
And say go.
Is it going to be June 17th at 8 p.m. Eastern? Is that true?
Yeah, June 7th, it's a week from tonight, 8 p.m. We're going to do it at night, New York style, and it's going to be different. I don't know how. There's going to be stuff.
You going to have any guests or anything? Or are you just going to eat bagels or what?
We're going to have a guest the first show. John Roberts is going to be our first guest on the first show. And
you have anybody doing drops?
What's a drop?
It's rude.
I guess that's a no.
Yeah, I guess not going to have that then.
How's that rude? Because I don't know what a drop is.
No. Well, if you're going to join our network,
right,
you should probably
be
familiar with
the,
what this.
We have two drop guys here
that you're ripping off.
What's a drop? I think it's rude of you to say that it's rude of me to not know what a drop is.
Have you heard of an egg drop?
Okay.
Is that the soup?
Exactly. And it's a big thing in New York, so that's why I don't think you're in New York if you don't know what an egg drop is.
Yeah, it's from the Chinatown.
They also do the ball drop in New York, right? What part of New York do you live in, Jonathan?
I'm in Brooklyn. I'm also going to just drop this voice because I'm not going to do that on the show. But I am going to be called New York Jonathan. We are doing, office hours east. You know, the last thing I wanted to do was contribute to an already annoyingly saturated market of podcasts. But Tim approached me with a really stupid idea of doing office hours east. And I was like, yes. And so that's really why we're doing it.
Well, I'll tune in and see what happens.
Yeah, it's next Thursday, 8 p.m. And then we'll see what happens from there.
Let's
every week?
Break
every
a champagne week? Bottle over the table to celebrate, I guess. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We're going to do the one to start, and then we'll kind of go from there.
Feel it out.
Yeah, we'll feel it out. It'll be, similarly, hopefully enjoyably stupid, but different. You know, I don't know how. We'll see. You'll have to tune in and find out, I guess. You know, we have a lot of dumb shit planned, but that's basically the deal.
So you're going to have Pearl Jam on the show.
Okay.
Because that would be dumb.
That would be dumb.
Oh.
Yeah, agree.
Well, everybody tune into this thing. Give them a fair shake. Let's get this to be Office Hours, the number one rated show, this the number two, and then they can battle it out on the charts over the next year.
Yeah, it'll be, yeah. The pounding.
We'll all be tuning in, and we'll all be calling in, too. Everybody call in and welcome John to the family.
Yeah, it'll be live. It's Jonathan, New York Jonathan. And it will be live. We will have callers. It won't be Zoom. We're not going to do the video. They under budgeted us. They just got lazy and were like, no. I was like, oh, cool. Can we do Zoom stuff? No. What about a neon sign? No. So it'll be like a gritty, whatever. I'm just sort of like Tim wanted to do this idea. And I was like, yes.
Nice.
So that's kind of where it's going to go. We'll see what happens.
What about New Jersey? Is that going to be part of this?
Jersey Mike is doing that one. New Jersey Michael.
Maybe. I don't know. This one's just going to be, we'll make it here in New York. Starting next Thursday. It's not going to be every week. I don't know. We'll kind of just see how it goes, basically. But what's a drop?
Yes.
Well, if you really want to know, it's, it's... the pounding. It's this kind of stuff.
Just drain balls.
You know, stuff like that.
These kind of things.
Oh, just like dropping in sound effects and stuff like that?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Just funny sounds.
I'll say.
I don't think we're going to have drops.
That's a no,
yeah. It'll be, that's one way it'll be different from Office Hours. No drops.
Good luck.
You kind of need the drops.
I mean, time will tell.
Well, I'm betting.
I was told no.
Well, if it takes off, you can fly Vic and I out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could do this show in the morning. We'll fly out. We'll get to the East Coast.
Have some bagels and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just have some everything waiting for us. You know?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
See you on Times Square, huh?
Thank you for having me on. I'm really glad I came on to do this. This was great. This was totally fantastic. Thank you for having me on, and really appreciate it.
Thanks for being a team player and saying really sarcastic, almost cruel things to our cast here who work so hard and come in the door. They don't expect to have somebody shit all over them, but I guess that happens sometimes. Sorry, guys.
All right, guys. Well, good luck with the rest of the show.
We're excited about Office Hours East next Thursday at what time again?
8 p.m.
8 Eastern.
8 p.m. Eastern time.
All right.
5 p.m. out here.
5 p.m. is a bad time for people out here.
Yeah. Traffic time.
Yeah, they're sitting in because they all have regular jobs, right?
Are you proposing that somebody watch this on their phone while driving a car?
It's audio only, he says, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's audio only. That's perfect.
No, it's video, but the callers are audio only.
Oh, I gotcha. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, so it will be live video, but the call-in stuff will be audio only.
Is it on Tim's YouTube? Is that where it's going to be, or is it going to be somewhere
else? All the same channels.
All the same thing, okay.
All the same Office Hours channel.
Exciting.
It is.
Very cool.
I'm excited. Thanks, New York, Jonathan.
All right,
thank you. We'll all be tuning in. We wish you the best of luck with your new endeavor.
All right. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Take care.
A nice guy, huh?
He's a great guy.
Yeah, no complaints.
You want to take a hothead? We do have
but
some
speaking
hothead.
Of drops, you know all the stuff about these filthy, dirty-minded rock and roll pigs.
Mm-hmm.
How about, do you have any stories of them, of one of these rock and roll losers? Dropping something, maybe a child. Any incidents that you might recall of where one of these guitarists, who is known for drug addiction and poor quality recordings, and for shitting on a Beatles song, where one of them dropped anything? Any names come to mind of somebody, well respected but racist? Actually,
mm-hmm.
a real weird guy, real bad guy, and a bad musician, quite frankly, who dropped something. You know, any stories about any names come to mind? He dropped something.
A child?
It could have been a child. Yeah, it was. In fact,
I mean, my mind. You know, when you talk about my mind immediately went to dangling children, which made me think about Michael Jackson, who also fucked kids. Dangling his child over a balcony.
That was
but you're not
good.
Talking, he didn't actually drop the child.
No.
Blanket,
yeah.
I mean, you're giving me a little bit of a riddle, but I mean, I don't.
Well, look it up. See if you find anything. I don't know that there is anybody like that.
What do I Google?
But
racist who dropped child?
Yeah, racist blues oriented guitarist.
Layla.
I don't know, because I don't know if there is anyone like this. I don't know if there is. I'm hoping to find out that there isn't, honestly.
You're talking about Eric Clapton, but the child fell on its own accord because of neglect.
I'm not talking about Eric Clapton. I have no idea if there's anyone that fits this bill. I was hoping that you would know of somebody and let us know.
You sure you're not talking about Eric Clapton, whose child crawled out
the child. The child
because of neglect?
Yeah, that was a horrible incident. I'm not talking about that. I was hoping you knew of somebody that fit the bill of what I was describing.
Like a racist, slow-handed guitarist who dropped a child but at a safe distance that didn't harm it?
Possibly.
I'll think about it.
Okay.
Put a pin in that.
We've still got some time, so
what
if anybody comes
mean,
to mind.
By the way, anyway?
What
means he's incompetent.
Mean?
He can't play quickly.
I think it means, yeah, he's... developmentally disabled.
Ah, just
webbed.
But plays hand. Guitar.
Webbed fingers on his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Webbed fingers.
I actually have webbed toes. That some people know this.
Your toes are webbed?
Two webbed toes.
Are you on Wiki Feet?
Licky Feet.
Wiki Feet.
No, I'm not, but I don't want to be either.
That's, well, I mean, that, you have a, if you have webbed toes, that's kind of unique. Well,
it is.
Not, yeah.
Well, it's but not I'm that saying, unique.
It, but yeah, unique would imply that it's you're the only person with it. I understand that, but it's different. You know, it's like
which toes are webbed?
Rare.
This, the smaller toes. There's just two of them. There's a web. I mean, I could swim faster than anyone in the world because of this. Because of the one webbed, one web. It's essentially one web.
Faster than Phelps?
Faster than Phelps.
Whoa. Wait, Phelps, that's the Talkspace guy, right?
That's the guitarist we were talking about, Phelps. John Phelps dropped his child, and he's a blues guitarist, and the child, fortunately, was not really injured, so.
Did they have any blues swimmers? Just figured I'd bring the show to a screeching halt. Well, because they got blues. Look, they got blues guitarists. Why don't they have blues others?
They got blues drivers.
Right. Yeah, blues drivers, blues travelers.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a blues swimmer? That's my. I'm just asking. Maybe you guys are rock. You seem to know about rock and roll, Neil. Maybe
I don't know of any blues swimmers. Blues I've seen swimmers in blue swim trunks.
There we go.
Jeff Buckley.
There it is.
Yeah, he didn't.
See, she figured it out.
He wasn't a good swimmer, and that was the truth. That's why you don't do things that you can't do well. Or you end up in perilous circumstances. That's our tip to our gang today. Would we let's hear another call? I guess you call them from the gang.
Let's go to a hothead. We got some hotheads.
Okay.
Ooh, hothead! This is the first hothead of the day.
First hothead of the day. 610. 610. You're on the line.
610.
Hey guys. Things I'm pretty hot today. All right, I felt like it'd be a good outlet to let it out.
Okay, I don't like the tone. I don't like the tone of this.
At least you can't see him,
Neil. It might be something that you're interested in because you're talking about Bad Boys. All right, Bad Boys rock and roll. Bad Boys a comedy. You guys heard anything about Drake Bell recently? Beloved actor from Nickelodeon.
I've never even heard of him. He's not beloved. Not beloved in my world. Drake Bell?
The former child actor.
I've never heard
Drake
of him.
Bell.
He's not. He's a
Good
nobody.
Burger. Good Burger?
If I haven't heard of him, nobody's heard of him.
I suspect this is Nickelodeon Ronnie.
He was endangering a child. Yeah, there's a big piece out by him endangering a child. It really got under my gears. I thought I could trust the man, you know?
Well, he should go straight to fucking jail, shouldn't he? For 100 years. And another 100 for having a rotten career that no one's heard of him. 200 years.
Why is
that's
it always
my verdict.
Like if I was a child star, I would feel like I have a degree of sympathy for other kids, you know, but I don't know, man.
Well, Ricky Schroeder, he's a child star who's a real prick.
Mm.
Some of them turn out great, you know. I talked to the guy who played Eddie Haskell on Leave It to Beaver.
What you talking about, Willis?
Ken Osmond.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was a nice guy.
Love to hear that.
Really wonderful, wonderful person, and passed away recently. And another person that I did worked with was Brooke Shields, who was very, very nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this Drake Bell, from what you're saying, there's a reason no one's heard of him, and let's keep it that way. Don't ask about him again. Let's just pretend he doesn't exist, which is easy to do.
Yeah.
Have you heard of him?
Yes.
I'll end my call there. If we don't need to talk about him. Thank you for taking my call, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Do you think you've heard of this Drake Bell?
Yeah, I mean, only in the context of being a former child star, yeah.
Was that Drake Bell who called? Is this sort of a
I can't purport
is
to the
word
tenor
about
of his
voice.
Is he Lake's brother?
Yeah, maybe he's just trying to get stay relevant, get in the zeitgeist again. It's like remember when Morgan Spurlock tried to cancel himself?
How did he do that?
What was that about?
Like when Me Too was happening and Morgan Spurlock was like, oh, hey, by the way, I've actually acted sexually improprietous with people before, but clearly only did that as a bid to stay relevant because no one gives a fuck if Morgan Spurlock
Maybe
lives or dies.
He tried to get ahead of the game so then when he did get canceled, he could say, look, I did the thing that you all begged for and I said sorry before it was too late.
You can only cancel someone who's relevant.
Maybe he was doing a new movie called Super Cancel Me or something.
Uncanceled.
This is a fun little factoid.
Wow. Well, I don't. I haven't seen his movies in years. I thought he was disgraced from pretending to do something else that with the cheeseburgers or something. I don't remember.
Yes. Yes.
But he's another Drake Bell, as far as I'm concerned.
We should go to another hothead.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't like the last one, but let's see what the next one is.
All right.
We can't all be winners.
That's a draw. Did you have a "they can't all be winners"
they can't
drop?
All be winners. What do you got?
412, you're on the line.
Alone, listless, breakfast table.
Whoa.
Oh, hey, guys.
Eddie.
Neil, I got a bone to pick with you, buddy.
Okay, hang up on
you. At the Smiling Moose.
What?
I opened for you at the Smiling Moose in Pittsburgh.
All right.
During a Penguins hockey game, a playoff game. So the crowd was really awesome, as you can imagine. And afterwards, some guy approached me and then said he was your agent. Gave me the name of like Michael Goldstein or something. And says he wants to buy all my jokes off me to give to you. And it turns out the guy's a scam artist. And then you talked to me on the phone and explained to me that you had nothing to do with the guy. And I guess I'm just mad because it's 100 degrees here in Pittsburgh and I'm not a superstar like you. And I kind of blame you for that.
Well, it's a fantastic story. I mean, I would love to know more about it. I do remember the Smiling Moose, of course, where you have to walk up the 40 flights of stairs, and that's just to get on the stage, which is 40 feet tall. But yes, it's also on the fourth floor or something of a decrepit restaurant.
Yeah,
but
in between a darts machine and a video game, if I remember correctly.
Right, right.
How much?
But anyway,
how much did you get for the?
Well, let's buy your jokes now. Would you have any jokes for me? I'll buy one right now.
Yeah,
how much can we Venmo him for a joke? If he's selling jokes,
I think they all belong to this Michael. I think they all belong to this Michael Goldstein fellow now legally. I don't know if I can use them anymore.
Okay. How much did Michael Goldstein, if that's his name, how much did he pay you?
Well, it turned out to not be his name because I Googled his email address and went to a Facebook of a guy with a different name. But you talked me out of going through with it and all that.
Oh, I bet I did.
But I'd already emailed the guy all my jokes.
Well, give us one joke.
But let's see. I was like 20 something at the time, so these are really, really big thinker type jokes. Like, I think one was. I'm directing an after-school special about racism starring Johnny Depp called N-Word Scissorhands.
I like that.
I don't remember. I remember one. That's why you wanted to buy it.
Michael Goldstein won. What are you doing now? What do you do now? Do you work for Heinz Kraft?
No, unfortunately. I'm a dog walker. This is what you've made me reduced to, Neil.
Well, you know what? I do know a guy who is a dog walker who actually makes a lot more money than I do. He's started a dog walking business about 20 years ago, and he's got a lot of dogs and a lot of employees, so I'm not going to feel sorry for that because that can be very lucrative.
I mean,
you're making
boat.
A good hourly
years.
Rate to walk these dogs, and you can walk 10 at the same time.
I'm walking 10 as we speak.
You see, and then how much per hour for each of these dogs?
I think it's like 15 per dog.
$150.
You do the math. I can't because I'm a dog walker.
$150.
How many
per hour?
How much cubic shit do you pick up per?
He doesn't have to pick
that's
it up. You run.
Catch,
you just run.
Okay, if you were to weigh the poo that you pick up throughout the day, how much do you think it would come out to?
Probably like 30 pounds. I don't know.
Jeez. That's good exercise.
Yeah.
You don't need those kettlebells. You just need
they
Labrador
sell those,
turds.
They sell those bags that you can tie under the tail, and then you don't have to pick up the shit.
Get
it just like
out
goes right
here.
Into the bag from
they
the,
got the, tie,
the
tail?
Butt to bag bag. Yeah.
Butt to bag?
Yeah.
That sounds like some California shit.
What about catch? Do you walk any catch? Because there are about 1 out of 100 catch likes to go for a walk.
That's true, yeah.
I'll occasionally pet sit cat. None of them ever want to go for walks, but I've took a chicken for a walk once.
Really?
Yeah.
How far did you go?
About two house lengths, and then returned.
Let me guess. Did it go across the street?
Yeah.
Is this one of your jokes that you sold to that guy?
I'm emailing Goldstein to see if I already gave him that one. Bitch. Neil, you don't remember this. I'm disappointed.
I remember. I do remember. Me. I do remember that we had a really great opener in Pittsburgh once. Who had all these jokes and was saying, and I'm assuming this is you, was saying, "Yeah, I don't want to do this. I give up. I can't do." And I remember saying this guy was very, very funny. Now, as for the rest of it, it's not ringing a bell, but I do remember having a great, great opener, and that sounds. But I don't know Michael Goldstein, but that does. I mean, if you were the guy that was opening the show, and this was many years ago, that was funny. Then, of course, that's a rare situation. Unfortunately, sometimes the folks aren't as funny. You know, some of the locals. Sometimes there's graft involved. You know,
mm-hmm.
or nepotism, where somebody has their son. Open the show and
right. My dad owns the Crab Shack.
Crab Shack
situation.
Is that a chain? Joe's Crab Shack.
No, I'm saying like the nepotism. Oh, yeah, if exactly. My dad was situation. Joe.
Exactly. Yeah. But the Smiling Moose. I do remember this place. There was another place we'd played in Pittsburgh that was a long, long, long corridor, and at the end was a small stage. And I remember doing a show there and realizing there's no exit at this. And that it was packed,
that
and it was
like
a brick wall, all brick, and the people were a little hostile. And I remember thinking, I can't get out of here. I'm like up against the wall, as the rock and rollers would say.
Could have been a Great White situation.
Could have been.
It was. I actually was looking around, trying to figure out how would I get out of here if things go sour. Do you know what that venue's called? Because it was
sounds
packed.
Like depending on when it was, it could have been Arcade Comedy Theater. Or Garfield Artworks.
Garfield Artworks. Oof. I was served one of the worst meals where we show up there and the guy's like, there's some Chinese food here for you in the fridge that I gave to the last night's act and they didn't want it, so you can have it.
What was it?
Name was Manny. He's very much hated in this town.
Yeah, I mean, I got that sense. You know, he told me that. He said, nobody wants to work with me. You better keep working with me because no one else wants to. I thought he was a very nice guy. It's just that the food, you know, the old leftover food or whatever wasn't, you know, wasn't what I was looking for. But
how was it?
You know, we just let it sit there, but and it's probably still sitting there for the next act. But,
no hummus plate?
No, it just was like a fried rice from the $2. You know, you see these $2 Chinese places.
Yes.
It was just next door, I think.
Strip mall stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah. Well, a lot of great memories.
I wonder if they made the food with sewer oil that they use.
Is that a real ingredient?
You got to watch the documentary on YouTube.
Oh, man.
What's the documentary?
Anyway, I'm... That's not Pittsburgh related. Never mind.
Hello, food fans.
Well, then I'm sure we're good here where we don't even have clean water. So.
You guys have two rivers coming together, so you got that going for you. Right, Pittsburgh?
No, but they all lead to Ohio, so that's right.
Don't start shitting on Ohio. That's their next door neighbor.
Pride.
There's nothing wrong with Ohio.
The guy in the Pittsburgh sitting on his high horse talking shit about Ohio?
Well, Ohio
you
gave us.
Hey, you're the one Ohio who gave out that us. Clapton joke.
Ohio gave us Paraubu.
It did.
Clapton lives in Ohio.
And Devo
lives in Columbus.
Devo.
Clapton lives in Columbus, Ohio.
Eric Clapton lives in Columbus, Ohio. I'll bet you $100.
Pittsburgh gave
us. Well, that's because Ohio State's there, and they don't prosecute child assaulters there.
What's the best post-punk band from Pittsburgh?
Yeah, dickhead.
What?
Nothing
wow.
But silence.
Listen to that divisive language from this person.
I didn't say that. I just
from
asked the question.
Person.
That was a drop.
Yeah, that was somebody.
I'm sorry. I was still thrown off by that
monster. What was the question?
Look, you guys put fries in a sandwich. What? Pretty good idea, but who's the band that's coming out of there? Fries in a sandwich.
Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers.
There you go.
And Mr. Rogers is from Pittsburgh.
Oh, Mr. Rogers.
But you guys do know Clapton does live in Columbus.
Are you serious? Why? Because he wants to be by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
He married somebody from Columbus, and he moved there. He lives there. Look it up.
What?
I don't want to.
All right.
Is that where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is?
It's in Cleveland.
That's Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
No, that's in Cleveland.
Well, that's in the same state. He's nearby.
He's just a big Buckeyes fan, I guess.
Columbus is where Dimebag died. That's what you're probably thinking of.
Nope. On stage?
Yeah. On stage, he was murdered by a weirdo, clearly.
He lives in Dublin, Ohio.
Yeah, technically. Here's his estate.
Is that a suburb?
That's a suburb. Come on, okay, man.
I don't know anything about
Worthington is another suburb of Columbus. But Clapton lives in Dublin.
Got it. Look at that. He's got a pool. That's nice.
Yeah.
Better put a fence around that in case he has any more kids.
Remember when they used to spray paint?
Is it above
Clapton
ground? It is Ohio.
Remember when they used to spray paint Clapton as God around like London?
Mm-hmm.
Man, music must have been bad if they're thinking that.
Yeah. Dark days.
What year was that?
If Clapton's God, I'm an atheist. Okay.
Oh.
No, Clapton is a grizzled old drunk. It was an acronym. That's what they meant. It's too hard to write all that.
I'm sure, you know, England was going through a paint shortage at the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your call. It was a little perplexing, but it was a lot of fun. We're going to go to our next caller, who I think...
Bye, Neil.
Goodbye.
Keep up the good work.
Clapton stole George's wife, right?
Yes.
Or George stole Clapton's wife.
No, Clapton stole George's wife.
He's obsessed with his friend's wife, and then he ends up stealing her and marrying her.
I think.
And then George was like, okay.
And he introduced her to drugs, I believe, right? Isn't that kind of what happened? He kind of wrecked her life, too.
Tell you one thing, if he's watching today, he's going to be very upset with us.
Maybe he's the next caller. Hothead Hotline.
Are we going to the next caller?
You want to take a gang member or a hothead?
I mean, they're kind of the same, aren't they?
All right, let's give DJ Big Tree chance. He's been waiting patiently.
Next caller.
Just unmuted. Sorry. Took me a second.
DJ Big Tree?
Can you guys hear me? I'm assuming.
DJ Big Tree?
Yes.
Do you work for Big Tree
Records?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Do you work for Big Tree Records?
I'm surprised you know that label, actually, but no, I don't. I'm an independent artist.
The Sugar Bears album. You know the cereal?
Yes.
Sugar Bears,
yes.
They made an album. The bears, the singing, the bears that make the cereal actually sing, too.
The titular bears.
Yeah, they actually sing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I have a group of friends who play in a band called Treehouse, and I actually think that they are on that label that you just mentioned.
Big Tree?
The band's called Treehouse.
And you know who else
no,
is on
Treehouse.
It? Was England
big,
Dan
yeah,
and
big
John Ford Coley.
Interesting. Maybe this predates what I'm actually talking about, Mr. Hamburg.
Well, what?
Very
so
positive,
we don't want
positive
to talk about Big Tree Records. It was not good.
No.
Do you have a question?
But
for
I do
Vic
have
Berger?
Some great stuff for you. Oh, yeah. I have a question for Mr. Hamburger.
Mm.
Throughout your illustrious career, you have worked with an exponential number of titans of entertainment. Of this list, which obviously contains a literal plethora of individuals, I have a question regarding a specific individual. What was it like warming up the crowd for Scotty Andrews, a.k.a. Angel Boy?
Who? Scotty Andrews?
Scotty Andrews, yes. Tim and Eric, Bedtime Stories, that specific situation. I was just wondering how that was.
It was
what
great.
That experience was like.
It was wonderful. It was an experience of a lifetime, and it was really one of the great honors, I think, of my life was to do that. And so it's funny that you should ask about it because it was something we were talking about here earlier.
I just felt the essence of that individual.
And we were talking about it about 9:45 before we started the show, and of course everybody was kind of choked up discussing it. So perfect timing. Thank you, DJ. And maybe you'll get the DJ job for John, for a New York John show, because he's going to need some drops. Mm-hmm. We've got a special thing.
I'm the biggest Neon. I'm the biggest fan of Neon Joe. Neon Joe, I'm pretty sure. They
I'm not disputing it. I've got a question.
I got a real quick one-liner.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry. What is it?
Quick question. Megan.
Yeah.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
What's your question?
That's it. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Sure.
In the form of a question. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Hello. All right. Thanks, DJ Bigtree.
DJ Bigtree, get out of here. We're going to do a special thing here.
I don't know where he's going with this.
Oh, he wants to talk.
This might be something.
Because we're talking about
Led Zeppelin, I would say absolutely Luge, one of the most talented kid fuckers. Right.
Your funeral, generation. You want to hear more from him? Here you go.
That's what I'm putting.
Yeah. Not only did he fuck a kid, he fucked his cousin.
That's the original.
Yeah.
And married
that's
her.
The fucking goat, baby.
At least he married her.
That's that's where I was trying. I just wanted to get your opinion.
If you marry him, it's fine. That's why, you know, you can't cancel the Woodman because he married Sun Yi.
But I also don't like the song Great Balls of Fire, quite frankly. I don't like it.
That's between you and your God.
Okay, I've also got a great pun.
We've had enough of you.
Wait, he's got a pun! Hold on, he's got a pun.
I don't have to hold on for him.
Doug, maybe Doug, I think you might like this. And it has to do with the city of the day.
Here we go.
What do they call the key to today's city of the day? Doug probably can get it.
What do they call the key to today's city of the day?
Yes.
And what's the city of today again?
Bismarck.
Oh, don't cheat.
Come on, man.
Bismarck Key. The rapper? What, you can't use the word
oh,
in the...
Oh, God.
Okay.
Can we hang
delete
up on
this
yet?
Guy?
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
We have a special segment here that we need to get to.
All right. Bye, DJ.
Which is
you
called
should have said, whose favorite rapper
wings.
Is this...
I don't
something
care
like
about
what rapper?
This guy.
Well, it's over now. He's okay. Gone. It's fine.
We have a special segment called Spreading Their Wings. This is a segment that was concocted recently where we let some of our illustrious cast spread their wings artistically. On this show, of course, they're asked to do things that they would never do in real life. Their interests are very varied and very different. And today, we are going to let Vic Berger and Doug Pound, as he's known, spread their wings and fly creatively by presenting us with a short coffeehouse-style program of entertainment of the sort that they personally love and enjoy doing when they're not forced to, play the drops and that kind of thing.
Right.
So this is the real, look into these guys' hearts.
Oh, you got it, good.
So this is what's inside it, so.
This is, they're spreading their wings.
The idea here is now that Tim's gone, we can finally do the art that he won't let us do.
Right.
We can finally
do it's appropriate that you say spreading your wings, because, I mean, McCartney didn't really fly until wings came.
Thank you.
That's true.
Exactly. So,
Tim is very.
I thought you were going to have some awful trivia about him, thank God.
No.
Now, this is like Tim is like so ironic with everything, but this is like a chance for us to be
we can
real
finally
sincere.
We this is the end of the show. This is not necessarily funny stuff. It's just sincere art that we wanted to share.
A message that we just want to communicate to everybody in a way that we normally are not allowed to.
Right. And I mean, things are so fractured.
So thank you
to
Neil for this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. About 5-6 years ago, I was getting into poetry, and this is something I wrote back then that's kind of been sitting on the shelf waiting for this moment today. Someone once said to me, the world is going to hurt you. It's true. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. A woman, she was looking sort of unintelligent. She had her finger and her thumb placed upon her head. And I could see that her fingers were making the shape of the letter L, which sadly meant, I'm a loser. Well, the years, they started coming. They kept on coming. They passed. I learned the rules, and I hit the ground running. Why wouldn't you want to have a little bit of fun? Your brain, it gets smart, but your skull grows dumb. There is so much to do. There's so much to see. Have you ever considered taking a back street?
It's okay to live a little bit. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now! You're like an Olympic athlete. Go ahead, get your game on and play. Hey now! You're like an Olympic athlete. It is showtime. Give it a shot and you can win. And as my mama always told me, all that glitters is gold. And remember what my dear mama said? She said, only shooting stars can break the mold. Thank you, everybody.
The real Vic Berger. For real.
So good to get that
Vic Berger.
You know how I knew that it came from his heart? His hand was shaking as he held the paper.
Well, that was pretty cool.
Vic, you wrote that.
Yeah, about 5-6 years ago. It kind of like, I just woke up one morning and it kind of came to me. It's
like a fever dream kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Kind of sounded familiar. I don't know.
No.
I think it's just because it's like it's a sentiment that we've all sort of felt but never have been able to express.
And it's like a little bit of a tribute to my mom and how she encouraged me in life. So thank you, Mama, if you're watching. I think up next we have Doug. He's going
to,
here.
Or maybe I don't even really need
that. You probably don't even need that, but like, let's hear.
Doug, reach into your heart and let's see what's there.
See what you got. Okay, basically, Tim's always playing music with his guitar, and he never asked me if I'd do music. I do music myself, you know? Is this mic good here?
Yeah.
Nice. And now I just wanted to play a little music on my guitar. And the other thing Tim doesn't like is Neil Young. He always was shitting on Neil Young a lot recently. Yeah. And I think Neil Young's great. So I figured why not just play a little Neil Young.
Right on, man.
I'll get on with it.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you for giving me that opportunity, Neil. No one else around here really cares about my art.
Hopefully, in weeks to come, you can do more songs from the Great American Songbook.
Mm.
Or some original songs. Doug, have you written some original folk material If so, let's hear it next week or the week
I'll
after.
I'll be writing some songs for next week.
Okay, well, I guess we're wrapping it up. I did want to say, of course, do tune into the Office Hours East Coast program when it arrives, which I believe was June 17th. And that's at 5 p.m. Pacific or 8 p.m. Eastern. So make a note of that and add it to your calendar. And thanks to Megan, we very much appreciate having you here and, of course, your insight into issues of great importance to everyone. And
thank you so much.
And thank you.
Appreciate
it. And we hope also to be seeing a lot more of you on television instead of the people that we're currently seeing on television who we do not like.
I am in the Screen Actors Guild. And I.
And what a bargain that is.
I signed up with Central Casting, so if anybody needs me to do background.
Yeah, that's a very, there's a lot of opportunity there.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, Tim will be back in 2 weeks' time when he gets back from Nova Scotia. Goodbye.
Oh, crap.
I got it somewhere here.
Play the outro.
You got it?
Listening, I write just for you, but others hearing this may find things they would argue.